to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I want to talk a little bit about a word, just a single word. And I'll tell you what, it's a powerful word because it's a word that you're going to need to embrace in the real estate investing game. This word has power. This word talks about the game of real estate. It talks about from the beginning to the end and what you need to do in between. It talks about a key skill set, a key component, a key element. What is this stupid word anyway? Well, the word is perseverance. And perseverance, it's a noun, believe it or not. And it's defined by dictionary.com as this: persistence in doing something despite difficult or delay in achieving success. Interesting, isn't it? Persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. You see, we like to tell you that we can get you retired in 5 years or less. Some people get it done sooner. Some people it takes a little bit longer. My guest on yesterday's show, Mark, he got it done literally right at the five-year mark. He got himself retired. And it took some perseverance on his part in order to do that. You see, he didn't just wake up one day and decide, lo and behold, I am a real estate investor and therefore I've retired myself. No, he needed that full 5 years to get himself refocused, restructured, and reintegrated into the real estate game the correct way. You see, he owned real estate from a long ways back, kind of like me. You know, he had gone about buying real estate based on the fact that, you know, he read some books. And those books imparted some knowledge on him. Unfortunately, those books didn't give him all the answers that he needed, you know, A to Z, in order to how to properly invest in real estate. So he had a problem on his hand. He was working with a lack of knowledge. But he was persistent in applying what he learned, and he at least got into the real estate game. He got himself into a couple of real estate single family houses, and he owned those for a while. He operated them incorrectly. He had the wrong type of financing on them. You know, if he could have done it wrong, he probably did it wrong, but he survived it. He persevered in that endeavor. And, you know, literally 10 years later, he found our organization. He found Lifestyles Unlimited, and he became a member. And what he was able to do was utilize those properties that he had persevered with for a long period of time and use those as the seed capital for investing correctly. So he left one modality of investing. He got involved in a new modality of investing, and that new modality of investing showed him how to properly invest in real estate, showed him what he needed to know from point A to point Z and everything in between, showed him not only the theory, but showed him the practical application of how to go out and acquire properties, how to find those properties, how to cultivate real estate agents to help you find those properties. And then once you find those properties, how to take ownership of those properties, how to remediate those properties if required, how to find the right tenants for those properties so that you can put great people into great properties and ongoing operations. See, he learned all of that through us because he persevered originally following a flawed map. He was following a flawed map. If you asked him, he would tell you. I asked him, he told me. And at the end of the day, he didn't give up. Even though his real estate investments from 2004 to 2015 didn't get him retired, it at least got him on the map. It at least got him on the playing field. And once he realized the value that those properties brought to him after becoming a member of our organization, he was able to get into a new long perseverance fight, a five-year drive to get himself retired. And I'll tell you what, this guy, not trying to replace, you know, a smaller income job. No, he's not trying to replace a six-figure income job. And he did it. He did it with a combination of single-family properties that he converted into multifamily property investments. He's got like, he had like 17 passive investments. He had two lead investment deals that he was doing. And a culmination of all of that together and persevering created retirement. Retirement on his terms. Retirement at the dollar amount that he expected. So he brought in enough income passively to retire a six-figure a year job. Now, do you absolutely need six figures of passive income to retire yourself from a six-figure job? It depends. It depends on what your expenses are. You know, you might be paying for a Ferrari or a Porsche that you don't really need. So maybe you can get rid of that and you can lower your expenses down. Maybe, you know, you're living in a house that's bigger than you need. Maybe you're living in 4,000 square feet and you'd really rather be in something around 2,500 square feet. You can make that change. You can sell that bigger house. You can move into that smaller house. You can garner a change in the financial structure. So I'm not going to tell you the nuts and bolts of what Mark went through. I'm just going to tell you this. Where there's a will, there's a way. And if you apply perseverance to what you do with real estate investing, you will be on the fast track, not the slow track, but the fast track to retirement success. See, real estate requires perseverance. You can't just all of a sudden, I mean, okay, there's probably that less than 1% that could just all of a sudden take a bag of money, break it open, buy all the real estate they need, and be done and be happy. That's not you. That's not me. Tell you what, we're in it for the long haul. And I was perseverant when I got involved with real estate. And I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back after the break on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
You know, you'd think I would have picked a word that would be easier to pronounce, but no, I picked perseverance. And, you know, I'm probably going to butcher that word once or twice throughout the show. It's just my nature. It's just what I do. And, you know, if it makes you laugh, then it made you laugh. And, you know, I consider that a win in my category. But we're talking about perseverance in the context of real estate investing. And I will tell you this. I don't care what you think real estate investing is. I don't care if you think it's, you know, wholesaling. I don't care if you think it's flipping. I don't care if you think it's investing in senior housing. I don't care if you think it's investing in student housing. I don't care if you think it's investing in warehouses or industrial properties. Regardless of what you think correct investing is, you're going to have to persevere. You're going to have to, you know, draw a line in the sand and say, this is where I'm starting and this is how I'm moving forward. Now, I'll tell you what, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't do most of those things that are considered quote unquote real estate investing. And the reason we don't is because we don't consider them the appropriate real estate investing that we should be doing. You see, we focus on multifamily and single family residential properties. That's it. We don't get into retail shopping centers. We don't get into warehouse districts. We don't get into industrial stuff. We don't get involved with wholesaling. We don't get involved with flipping. And there's a myriad of reasons why we don't do all of those things. But what we have found over time is that by perseverance and investing correctly, we have created a map to financial success, to financial freedom, if you will, by persevering through our program. See, and perseverance doesn't have to be
Well, it doesn't have to be this terrible thing. It doesn't have to be like, you know, you've just been dropped off on an island and you're all by yourself and now you've got to find food, water, shelter, you know, those basic necessities and endure whatever the local climate decides to cause you to endure. Now, that's not what we're all about. What we're all about is persevering through the investment process. You see, when I buy real estate, I buy it with a goal that I'm going to hold it for a while. Yeah, I don't expect to get any of my money back on any property probably for at least a year, which is okay with me because I know that going into the game. What I'm not doing is I'm not going out and wholesaling properties. I'm not going out and flipping properties. You see, when you do those types of things, there's a couple of problems associated with it. One, it's just another job. So if you want another job, if you're not tired of doing the job that you currently have and you want an additional job, then go ahead and be a wholesaler. Go ahead and be a property flipper, because what you're going to find is that it's like having another job and you're going to be taxed exactly like you have another job. You see, the IRS is going to identify you as a real estate dealer. In other words, somebody that does not buy and hold property for the long term. And by the way, you wholesalers out there, all you're really doing is flipping contracts. You're just flipping paper around. You're finding somebody that has an interest in selling. You get them to establish a strike price, you turn around, you find somebody like me that's willing to pay you a fee for that paper, and I in turn will pay you through an escrow transaction as I take over that contract and I take over that property, and then I start getting that property up and running and ready for great people to live in. You know, you flippers, you're kind of in the same boat. Now you're dealing with bigger margins, I get that, but you're working day in, day out, because you've got to go out and find those properties. You've got to find those flips. You've got to do the things that you need to do in order to prepare those properties. You've got to remediate those properties, which means you've got to bring your teams in. Or if you're like a lot of the flippers I know, you're doing the work yourself. So you're working in your business and not on your business. So that keeps you from doing some of the other things that you need to do, which is, you know, trying to market the property and get a buyer for it. And ironically, you know, whatever money you make off of that flip is probably going to pay your overhead of your living expenses. Therefore, it is just another job and you're going to get taxed the same way as the wholesaler is going to get taxed. You're going to pay whatever your normal taxes are on your income based on the profits that you make. Plus, you're going to get to pay both sides of Social Security and Medicare, which is about 15.5% last I checked. So, you know, you've got to take into consideration all of those taxes. But I will tell you this. Wholesaling and flipping are a way to make capital. If you don't have capital to get into the long-term real estate game, that is one way to generate capital. But you're going to have to be persistent. You will have to persevere through that period where you're wholesaling or you're flipping. Now, when you get into investing the way we do it, where you're buying properties specifically with the end stated goal that you're going to make a beautiful product so that you can attract the best people and you can obtain the best price in the marketplace in the form of rent, you have to be persistent in doing that too. You see, like I mentioned, when I buy a property, I intend to hold it for a while. I intend to hold, well, heck, I've got a couple of duplexes I've held for almost 20 years each, and I'm in the process of exploring selling those properties. So I'm looking at what, you know, the market can do. I'm looking at what potential buyers might offer me in the marketplace. I'm looking at, you know, the condition of the property. Did I leave some, you know, meat on the bone, if you will, for another investor? Or will my buyer be somebody that's going to owner occupy the investment? In other words, they're going to buy the property to live in half of it, and they'll continue to rent out the other half. You know, that takes time to sort all that out. And I'll tell you what, I've got time, and the properties that I'm worried about are cash flowing. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. So do I absolutely need to sell them? I don't need to sell them. I can continue to persevere with those properties because they've been doing well for me. Now, I will tell you this. There was a period of time when they weren't doing well. There was a period of time when I was following somebody else's map, and I was persevering through a period where I was contributing money on a monthly basis to keep these properties operating and afloat, as opposed to receiving money on a monthly basis. And I'll tell you what, it turned out to be the difference between joining Lifestyles Unlimited and going through the financial freedom education and not doing so. It's because I obtained that education, I persevered through the education, and then I persevered through applying the information that that education provided me, that I was able to turn those properties around, and they've cash flowed ever since I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So there was a period of time, probably close to 16 years, where I was investing incorrectly, but I was persevering through it. And now I'm investing correctly, and I'm persevering through that, and it's creating some good opportunities for me. So now I've got to look at what the next step is. What do I do if I sell those properties? What is the next step in my logical progression for real estate investing? It makes me sit down and it makes me to think. And if you would like to be a part of one of our upcoming case studies, shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com, and I'll make arrangements for you to attend.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
We're talking about perseverance. Yes, we are. I'll tell you what, that's a heck of a word, too. It really has to do with dealing with difficulty or delay in achieving success. I have to look back at some of the times in my life where I had to be perseverant. I really had to be, and I'll just be totally raw with you guys. You know, when I went to college, my primary goal for going to college wasn't necessarily to obtain an education. My goal was to graduate, because what I wanted to be able to do was to get a decent job, and that decent job would pay me, you know, a certain wage. And I knew coming out of high school that I would have to, you know, deal with going to college so that I could get a better paying job out of college. So going through college as an undergraduate student, there was a lot of perseverance in there for me. You know, there was difficulty. I had financial problems, even though I had a scholarship to pay for my tuition. Room and board were my responsibility. And, you know, I either had to work part-time jobs or I had to take out student loans. And I'll tell you what, it made it difficult. It made it difficult to, you know, to ride that tide for me. It took 4.5 years because I changed my major after my freshman year. I went from computer science to a business degree. Now, why do I bring that up? Well, because I want you to feel bad for me. No, that's not why I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up because, you know, there were times when I wanted to quit. There were many times where I just thought, you know, this just isn't worth it. But throughout the entire ordeal, I kept myself focused on the end stated goal, which was to get that degree. And along with that degree, in my particular case, came a commission as a second lieutenant in the United States Army, because I was attending college as a ROTC cadet. So basically, I was a part-time military guy doing full-time college. It's kind of a weird experience. You take ROTC as an additional class. Basically, it's an all-consuming class because it will suck up all of your available time. Trust me, I know this. I've been on both sides of the fence. But at the end of the day, it took perseverance to get through that process. Now, there's been some other periods in my life where I've had to, you know, rely on perseverance to get through. I had cancer. I had it not once, but twice. I literally got it back to back. And, you know, when you're facing a situation like cancer, and the fact that, you know, cancer could be your end game, it takes a lot of drive and determination to get through that ordeal. It does. So, you know, I got through cancer twice. I am cancer-free right now, knock on wood, keep it away. I don't want it coming back. It sucked having it. I don't want to go through the process of making it go away again. But if I have to, I will. I'll persevere. So what does all this have to do with real estate investing? Well, I will tell you this. You just went through, and you're still going through, a coronavirus period where you had to persevere through all of the things that society caused you to do, whether it was to stay at home, not go to work, not pay your bills because there's no income coming in because that stimulus check only covered a little bit. And we've been out of work for what, 2.5 months now. We're finally all starting to get back to work. But, you know, there's still have the social distancing stuff going on. I guess it's okay to not have social distancing when you have people rioting your streets and burning your towns down. I guess that's okay as long as they're wearing masks. Sorry, I had to get all sarcastic there. I had to throw in my little political stab. But I would tell you, even those rioters have perseverance. You know, they believe in some end-stated goal, and I'm not sure I completely understand that goal, and I certainly don't agree with that goal. But I will say that they are definitely persistent in trying to achieve that goal, whatever that goal is going to be. And when it comes to real estate investing, you have to have perseverance. You have to have the tenacity to stay in the game, because when you first start doing it, you know, your head's going to explode, because what we're going to recommend you do is you get educated first. Because if you don't get educated first, you might go down one of these other paths that are going to lead to your failure. And that's not what we want for you. We want you to succeed. That's why we show you our map. That's why we teach you the map to real estate investing that Lifestyles Unlimited provides. This is the map that Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, put together 30 years ago. Now, we've tweaked it here and tweaked it there based on how things have done over time. But I'll tell you what, that map perseveres, and it does an extremely excellent job of helping people like you and me get to that point of retirement in our lives to where we can say, I don't want to go to work anymore. When you get to that place where you can say, I don't want to go to work anymore, it's pretty cool. Let that set in for a minute. Imagine you walking into your boss's office and knowing in the back of your mind you have enough passive income coming in that is meeting and exceeding all of your ordinary bills, that you don't necessarily have to work unless you want to. And you get to walk in there and say, hey, look, I know that you offer me a 2-week salary. I would like to counter that offer, and I would like to say, or not a 2-week salary, a 2-week vacation. Boy, I'll show you where my brain's at. What I'd like to do is counter that offer, and let's make it a 4 weeks worth of vacation. Your boss looks at you like you just stepped off the nut farm and, you know, wonders and probably asks you directly, what makes you think that, you know, you're going to earn 4 weeks worth of vacation time at the organization? And of course, your answer is going to be, because I deserve it. Because I've put in the time, I've put in the effort. I think I'm an outstanding employee. I think my reviews actually articulate that. And I think I'm worthy of 4 weeks worth of vacation every year. And your boss is still going to say, well, we don't do that around there. And then you know what you just say? Well, fine. If you don't do that around here, then I'm going to go find myself a job where they do that, where I can take 4 weeks of vacation off. And your boss is going to look at you like you're nuts. And you know what? You're going to look right back at him knowing that you're not nuts. It's your boss that's nuts. It's your boss that's still on that hamster wheel of society. See, you have gotten to yourself to a place where you can walk away from all of that. You can make your line in the sand however you choose to do it. And I'll tell you what, for me, it was a pretty incredible moment. I mean, I got to go back a little ways. Back to, you know, I want to say it was around 2015, 2016, and I was working for the city of San Antonio. I was doing work that I enjoyed working in, but I did not enjoy the environment of the city. I did not enjoy the politics. I did not enjoy a lot of the backstabbing, the corporate culture, climb the ladder kind of crap. I hated seeing all that stuff. I had seen that in the Army, and I didn't need to see it anymore, but I saw it again when I was working for the city. And I realized that I was a marked man, that I probably was not going to go up in the organizational structure, which was okay with me. But My problem was this. I was going to have to work until the age of 70. And then I heard the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio show, and I took a listen. And I heard information that was relevant, that made sense to me. It caused me to go to one of our free workshops. And when I got to the free workshop, I got the introductory information on the map to financial freedom. And I'll tell you what, I was blown away. It's like, why couldn't somebody tell me this before? And what I did was I started following the map. I was persistent in following the map. I persevered through following the map. And you know what? About 2 years later, I was able to walk into my boss's office and say, hey, you know what? This job is fun, but I'm done. See you later. Here's my 2 weeks. Wouldn't you like to do that too? You can do it with real estate investing. We'll be back right after this.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Yeah, it's all about that map to financial freedom. I mean, you know, when I sit back and I reflect on the path that I have followed and the journey that I've endured, it has been perseverance, which is probably the one factor that has kept me going. See, I've always known real estate was the way to go, but I didn't always know the correct path to follow. See, I was following an incorrect or a flawed map back when I acquired my first three rental income producing properties. They were all duplexes. And, you know, I thought it was okay to, you know, have negative cash flow. I thought it was okay to pay money out of my pocket every month to keep the properties going, because I was taught a flawed methodology. But I was persistent, and I persevered through it. And then I found Lifestyles Unlimited, and I finally got the real estate investing education that I needed. And with that, I was able to go back in to those properties, completely turn them around to the point where now they're doing wonderful. They're cash flowing. They're making me money the five different ways they're supposed to. We are looking at the possibility of putting those properties up for sale. Apparently there's, in the area that they're in, duplexes now are in big demand, either as owner occupant properties or as investor properties. And it looks like the prices have gone up. The appreciation piece has worked over time. So they're worth a lot more now than when I acquired them. So, you know, it might be time to say goodbye to those assets and to take the money out of those assets and then to put them into new assets, which is most likely what we will do. I mean, it's not most likely. That's exactly what we'll do, because we believe in protecting our investment capital. Even if we had abused that investment capital while we had the capital deployed, kind of like I did before I found Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to keep all that capital whole. And we'll turn around, take any proceeds from the sale of those properties, and then we'll reapply them either into some additional single family properties, or we may apply them into multifamily investments. We're not 100% sure which path to go down, but I will tell you this, we will be persistent and we will persevere throughout the process. You know, and I think that this is likely the most common answer to what sets the successful real estate investor apart from the unsuccessful real estate investor. It's that ability to endure, that ability to, I'll use the word again, persevere. You know, it is something that you must embrace despite running into any difficulty or any delay in achieving success. See, we're going to put you on a glide path to retirement in 5 years or less. We're going to show you exactly how to do it. I mean, we make no bones about it. We show you from the starting block to the ending block, everything you need to do along the way. How you go out and change your mindset. How you go out and find properties. How do you cultivate people to help you find properties? How do you help build your team? How do you get the right members on your team? What members of the team do you need on that team? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we talk about not only how you acquire the properties, how you renovate the properties, how you find the quality tenants for the properties, how you get those properties up and running with a quality tenant in them, paying on time, month after month after month. And you persevere through that year until the lease comes up. And then the tenant says, I really like the property. Would you mind if I stay? And you say, absolutely. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to wind up having to charge a little bit more in rent because the operating costs have gone up on me. And the tenant will either accept it or decline it. You know, but at the end of the day, you persevered through an entire year of owning a property. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult. And I'll tell you what, if you're focused on the end stated goal, which is retirement in 5 years or less, it's okay to delay for 2, 3, 4, 5 years until you get enough assets under your belt to where you can retire yourself so that you can do what I was able to do, which is go in and tell your job, no, thank you. I don't want to do this anymore. Here's my 2-week notice. And in my case, I had about 2 weeks worth of leave on the books. So not only did I say, here's my 2 weeks notice, but I would like to take all of my leave and terminate at the end of my leave. So I literally went to work and walked out and got 2 more weeks worth of pay. And then I was terminated, but I didn't care because I had income coming in. I didn't have to work anymore. You see, what I did was I shattered this concept in my mind that I was going to have to work until the age of 70. And I was persistent at trying to shatter that. Once I learned the things that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches, I couldn't help but follow the map. I couldn't help but get myself on the path to success. And I did it. I did it. I used multifamily investments as the catalyst to get me the additional money that I needed to get me over the hump, to get me out of requiring a job and into the status of working on my financial freedom. See, I've achieved financial freedom. It's cool. I mean, I could jump up and down, but you wouldn't see me on the radio. Financial freedom is where you want to be. It's where you're not at now. And what you're doing to persevere through what you're doing by following society's map of working 30, 40, 50 years, only to try and not outlive your savings, that's a terrible, terrible plan. And I'll tell you what, many of you are following that plan. Many of you are on that dangerous road and you don't know how to get off. You have absolutely no idea. So let me help you out. We do an event called Case Study. Now, case study is a lot different than what our normal free workshop is. Case study involves our members in all the membership levels and any of our guests. See, it's the only event that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited where we can invite guests. It's a members-only event, but you can invite guests. Kind of cool. So we invite our guests in, and the reason we do that is specifically for a couple of reasons. One, so that they know that we're not crazy, that what we're telling them about this real estate investing stuff is actually working. Two, they get to come in and listen to our members talk about deals that they've recently done. And we usually have 3 different members stand up in front of the group and talk about their deals. Now, the first deal is normally one of our members who's focused on single family properties. And usually they're probably in the first couple of deals that they've done. So what it does for you is it gives you the opportunity to see someone who has just come out of the gates be successful. And not only are they going to show you what they did to find the property, what they did to acquire the property, how they renovated the property, and all the things that you need to know, they're going to open up their financials and show you the returns that they received on those properties. So you get to see real time what real properties are doing in that marketplace at that moment. Then we're going to have another one of our single family focused members come on stage. And usually the second single family member is usually a little bit more advanced. Maybe they're on their sixth or their 10th, or maybe they've got a portfolio of 20 or 40 homes. So they're going to present that information. So what you get to learn, what the takeaway from that is, that if you are persistent, if you persevere, you can start building that asset base up. You can start getting more and more assets to get you on that road to retirement. And they show you exactly what they did. They show you the financials. They show you what those properties are doing for them. They tell you whether or not they've achieved retirement or not. And if they haven't, how close they are. Pretty cool stuff. And then we have one of our members who's focused on multifamily come to the stage. And they talk about a deal that they've been working in the multifamily space. And they do the exact same thing the single family presenters do. They show you what they did to find the deal, how they acquired the deal, what they did to renovate the deal if necessary, how they found the great tenants for the property. And most importantly, they open up the books and they show you the returns that that property is doing. And it doesn't matter if it's an independent rental operator property or a syndicated deal. The returns are what you want to see, because you want to see how people have fared. You want to see what their perseverance has achieved for them. And I want you to be a part of that. We're going to have a virtual case study coming up. I want to say it's going to be, in about seven, let's see, what's today? In about 8 days, we're going to have it. So it gives you plenty of time. It's going to be on a Thursday night. You can watch it from the convenience of your wherever, your home, your bedroom, your living room, I don't know, out on the back porch if you want. Wherever you get your Wi-Fi, wherever you want to get connected is wherever you need to be. And to attend this case study, shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And what I'll do is I'll get with our team and make sure we get you registered as my guest to attend the case study so that you can see what perseverance can do for you. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.